Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is awesome. It is a cold, beautiful Monday in December. The Saints won. They have won two in a row. The Pelicans have won two in a row. Zion is back early. We got to talk about that. And it's just a time when it feels great. You know, we're so used to the losing that the winning just feels really great. And there's really something special about the Saints winning. And I'll talk to you about this in just a few minutes. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. I hope you had a great weekend. It got very cold, but it's going to be in the 70s by the weekend. So, you know, don't freak out over this. Cold right now. I love it. Apparently, it's going to be kind of warm for Christmas based on, you know, December standards. It's going to be a little on the warm side. And that's not that unusual. That can happen. But, you know, for all the kids who are going to get bikes and skates and skateboards and all of the stuff that kids are going to be able to play with outside, you know, it's going to be nice and it's going to be nice weather for them. So anyway, we have a lot to get to this afternoon. I was shocked last night when I sat down at my desk after watching Sunday Night Football and I saw the news that Rob Reiner and his wife are dead. Not only is that a tragic, tragic event, but it's also really tragic to witness some of the comments that are being made about their death. And we're going to draw some really interesting parallels between those who wanted people to react a certain way to the death of Charlie Kirk and those very people acting a different way to the death of Rob Reiner. So we're going to talk about that. So it's really, really sad, though. I mean, this tragedy is made worse by just some of the few comments that are being made. And there are a lot of people who are refusing to even comment on this. And it just goes to show you how political we are as a country. Rob Reiner was an icon. He gave us a lot of great entertainment. A lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives loved the movie This is Spinal Tap. Princess Bride, another great movie. I mean, many, many great movies he was involved in. And he was Meathead on All in the Family. So it's just, it's so sad to me, but it is fascinating how quickly Americans over the last, I don't know, maybe the last decade, it's been growing for a decade, but in particular over the last, since I would say 2015, over the last 10 years, last decade, it really has changed a lot. And Americans are so divided politically that they are politically oriented first, and they're American second. And I think that's sad. We talk about that all the time, but it's really, really sad. So we're going to talk about all of that this afternoon. It's going to be an uncomfortable moment for some people, but, you know, we have to be honest about what's going on. But just really excited about the Saints' victory yesterday, beating the Panthers for the second time this season. Last-second field goal from Charlie Smith. The Saints win at 20-17, and the dome was rocking. And yes, the Saints won in front of the home crowd. This is awesome. And I'll tell you what feels so good about this, and we're going to talk about that this hour. When Derek Carr was quarterback of the Saints, you knew that was a patchwork lineup. You know, they're just bringing in people to try to show fans that we might get to the playoffs. All they cared about, it seemed like all they cared about was getting fans excited enough to show up at games. Yes, this quarterback can help us get to the playoffs. Derek Carr wasn't going to help us get to the playoffs, but that was the sales job that the Saints did on us. And they continued to try to bring in, before that, they kept trying to bring in people, coaches or players. They would try to just bring in people like, well, let's try to turn this into a winner right now, instead of trying to build a winner. And I love the building process. Before they started this, before the season started, I talked extensively about the building process of the Saints and how good it is and how it's the right way to go. And I really felt this yesterday. You know, there was a point in the game when, you know, I wasn't sure the Saints were going to win, but I was prepared to come on the air today and say, I love the team. I love the progress that the team is now showing. And what frustrated me a couple of weeks ago was that they weren't showing any progress. Well, we're now starting to see some progress. And that's all that you can demand. All you can do is demand that the team really try. And Chris Olave, who, you know, a couple of months ago was dropping passes, man, he was incredible. He was like sticky hands and just grabbing passes. I mean, it was awesome. And that last drive where they scored that last touchdown, Chris Olave was an integral part of that whole drive. So even if the Saints had lost, it would have felt okay because we saw progress. And then to come on and win with a last-second field goal, can you imagine how confident we would have been if Blake Groupe had been kicking that field goal? And Blake Groupe might have hit it. But, you know, you can't have the word might be part of that. You got to be confident that your field goal kicker is going to hit it. And Charlie Smith from Ireland, he hit it. And it was a winning field goal, 22-17, Saints won it. And the Panthers had everything to play for. So we'll get into that. And I would love your comments. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Did you see Trump at the coin flip? I say Trump at the coin flip because he didn't flip the coin. The president was at the Army-Navy game, and he was supposed to flip the coin. Well, he didn't flip it. He just kind of threw it into the air. You know, he could have been looking at heads or tails. And if you just throw it into the air, it's a good possibility it's going to land on the side that you threw it out there on. You know, if you've got it on heads in your hand and you just throw it out there, there's a good chance it's going to land on heads. I don't think anything was fixed because, you know, I don't think anything was fixed at all. But I just thought that was funny that the president doesn't apparently know how to flip a coin. But I don't know, not totally surprising. And let me just say another thing about the Army-Navy game. When you think of Navy, what do you think about? You think about ships. What color is the ocean? Blue. When you think about the Navy, you also think about jets in the sky. What color is the sky? Blue. When I first tuned in that game, I thought the Navy uniforms were the Army uniforms, and the Army uniforms were the Navy uniforms. Now, the Army uniforms were essentially white with some silver, but I just thought that was the Navy had the ugliest uniform I have ever seen them play in. With blue as a common denominator for the sky and the sea, those brown helmets, brown and gray, and it looked like there was rope wrapped around a pylon at a dock. where a ship might have been. I mean, I couldn't figure it out. But those were not the colors of the Navy. And I thought that was a travesty for Navy to have those colors, considering that blue should be the, you know, the color of the Navy. The president is vowing truckloads of evidence that the 2020 election was rigged. Boring. And the president is talking about his death again. He is predicting that Don Jr., his son, would rather be in the jungle than mourning him when he dies. And this is not the first time recently that the president has talked about his death. So we're going to talk about that coming up. Tragic shooting during Hanukkah of somebody who was trying to target Jews during Hanukkah. This happened in Australia. And a Muslim did what he could to stop the Jews from being killed. That was a very, very heroic effort. But a tragedy nonetheless. And, you know, I can't figure out why people have such a problem with Jews. I have known a lot of Jewish people in my life. And in the business that I'm in, there are a lot of Jews in the entertainment business. And I've worked with a lot of Jews. And I've learned words like Meshuggah. I've learned words like Handel. I've learned words like Purim. I've learned words like Gudyuntiv. You know, I've learned a lot of words from my Jewish friends, people that I've worked with over the years in this business. And I don't know what the big problem is. A lot of Jews are successful. That's not a problem. But yet there are people who just intrinsically seem to hate Jews. And I don't get it. It's something that's taught. And I don't understand it. And by the way, I will, in the aftermath of this sadness, I will still take a moment to wish all of our Jewish listeners a very happy Hanukkah, which is continuing now. All right, if you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm sad to hear about Rob Reiner.
Very, very sad.
Very tragic.
And I'm also saddened by the reaction to his death, or the lack of reaction from a lot of people.
I honestly didn't have much of a relationship in my head to Rob Reiner until maybe a month ago, when someone texted in and took a stab at the lyrics to our show's theme song. I want It Loud by Blue Ember.
Okay.
And in the song, it goes, give me that rock and roll. Don't tease, I want it loud.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in, and they thought that the lyrics were, give me that Rob Reiner roll.
That's interesting.
And so I saw the headline about Rob Reiner being murdered, and all I could think was, give me that Rob Reiner roll.
Well, you know, people,
very awkward.
People historically don't get lyrics right. You know, there's
no.
Purple Haze, the line, excuse me while I kiss the sky. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza, instead of Tiny Dancer. And there are many other lyrics that have been screwed up. So if somebody screwed up those lyrics, the lyrics are not about Rob Reiner.
I'm curious, too, about the Army-Navy game. Like, I know the Air Force Academy has a football team, but why don't I ever see them play on TV anytime?
You know, it's been a while, but they do play on TV sometimes. But
is it a different division or something? Like, why does the Army Navy game happen every year, but there's not like the Air Force Army game or the Air Force Navy game?
I don't know.
And where's the Coast Guard?
Yeah, well,
where's the Space Force?
The Coast Guard.
Did they have football teams?
No, they don't. No, they don't. As far as the Air Force is concerned, there, I think that they could be in the Mountain West Division, but they just haven't had a viable team. They haven't had a good enough team in recent years to warrant television coverage. The Army-Navy game is just such a traditional game that goes back so far. And, when you've got Annapolis and you've got Army at West Point. This is in the eastern part of the country. They're not that far apart. I guess that also lent to the rivalry of Army-Navy. But, you know, my dad was a Navy guy, so this was a big game every year for him.
Wow.
And he was always pulling for Navy to win. He would have been happy this weekend that Navy did win the game. Hey, I ran into some of our listeners over the weekend. Liam, I met at your party.
Yeah, cool.
Liam told me, well, he didn't know I was going to be there, and then he... I guess he wasn't familiar with what I looked like, so he was very surprised to meet me. And he said, oh man, I remember you when you were on B97. And he said, you have always been, you know, very logical and sensible, and you always had a good take on the issues. And this was even when I was doing music radio, you know, years ago. I still talked about politics. But I was thinking about this. This is 1985, and it's 2025. So, let's see, that was... 1985. That was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
That was and I was in the business for 10 years before that, 15 years before that. So, for those of you who have been listening since B97, you know, you have been listening for 40 years, and that is such an honor that you're still listening today. I am blown away by that. And I appreciate all of you, and I appreciate those of you who are new to the show, who don't remember the B97 days, but it was crazy back then. It's crazy now. I really haven't changed that much. Sometimes my political views have changed over the years based on how life has treated me and how I see life treating other people. So, yeah, we do change our political views, and a lot of baby boomers change their views as well from the 60s to what they are today. So that's cool, but that's 40 years, and that wasn't even the beginning of my career. So those of you who have been listening longer than that, I mean, I appreciate all of you. Also, I met Lewis at a fast food restaurant, one of our regular listeners. I met Julie while I was trying to exercise. Finally got back to exercising.
Good for you.
Yeah, I had taken like 3 months off.
Man.
Not taken 3 months off. I was lazy for 3 months.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting back. I've had four exercise
workout
sessions. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I guess I'm working out generous. A little bit, but I call it more exercise than working out because I'm not like pumping iron. I don't want to pump iron. I just want to be in better shape. But, you know, it's amazing how the human body can respond to exercising.
Yeah.
Because the first three times, especially the first two times, man, I was so out of shape. And then yesterday, last night, the fourth time that I exercised, and I was doing it like every other day, the fourth time I really saw my strength starting to rebuild.
Yeah.
So it's incredible how the human body does respond to exercise.
And your brain, too. You know, you feel so much better. You sleep better. Your appetite is better. Your sort of general disposition is better. You feel the oxygen's getting to all the places in your brain and your organs it's supposed to. You know, I think about you working out, and I really hope this doesn't hurt your feelings, but when you said, like, I'm trying to get back to working out, I don't know if I'd call it a workout session. Mandelbaum.
Wait, saw you think I'm the old Mandelbaum guy?
I mean, you're not. I don't know.
I hope I'm a little better preserve them.
You're surely the middle Mandelbaum, son.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me to your party.
I was so glad to have you there, man.
Ian
thank
and
you.
his soon-to-be wife.
Not soon
they're
enough.
Engaged. They're engaged. They had a nice party at their house in the Bywater, and it was a home housewarming and
engagement party.
And I was happy to be part of that. So it was fun. And then you get into the singing, and obviously this was a lot of Ian's
there was caroling.
Theater friends, because I really didn't know anybody there other than Ian. Then our general manager,
Dan Barron,
and his lovely wife, Sally, showed up, and they are just such an awesome couple. She is so nice, and I thought it was really respectful of him to go to your party, because there are a lot of general managers that you would invite. I mean, we call it market. It's been elevated to market manager now than over general manager. But the market manager is essentially what a general manager was. And for Dan Barron to go to your party shows what a people person he is. Mm-hmm. And not everybody in this business is a people person. And so I just thought that was a tremendous... In fact, I even told him I thought it was really saying a lot about who he is as a person and as a manager for he and his wife to go to the party.
Yeah, it was such a delight to have you there and to have Dan and Sally and then all the kids. You know, in the modern era, I have not thrown a house party that included both small children and bosses, but that's just the kind of phase of my life I'm moving into right now, and I thought we really stuck the landing. Everybody loved the caroling. We had the bracket on the wall.
Father Doss made a bracket of the top
Christmas songs of all time. Of course, you wrote in Christmas Is All Around by Billy Mack, which you love, from Love Actually.
It won the first bracket. It moved to the second bracket, but then lost to Feliz Navidad.
Oh, see,
I think had something to do with ice, but I could be wrong.
Oh, were they there? Was that those guys in those disguises, masks at my party?
Yes, just in case somebody showed up.
The eventual winner was Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
That was the number one Christmas song, according
to my party goers.
I get that. Yeah. Also, I noticed that these were a lot of your theater friends.
Yeah.
And I noticed that, you know, theater people are looking for an audience. When the caroling was taking place, it was like everybody in the place was a performer. So who was the audience? This poor little child with a pacifier in her mouth. Everybody was like bending over and singing to her.
This baby Zelda.
There was like 20 people singing and acting out the songs. And I mean, they were like doing Broadway moves, you know, I mean, like hands thrown up in the air. And I can't sing, so I'm not going to try to. But yeah, throwing hands up in the air and singing. And this little girl became the audience. And she's probably going, oh my God, I don't think I want to grow up.
What the hell is all this?
It was a lot of fun.
Get me out of here.
All right, you got a comment. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Hey, look, let's talk about the Saints. I think they're looking good. I'm feeling really good about the Saints right now, and we're seeing progress, and that's the most you can ask for right now. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They won. If you're a Saints fan, you have every reason to feel great today. As I said at the beginning of the show, during the game, toward the end of the game, toward the middle of the fourth quarter, I wasn't sure the Saints were going to win. But even if they lost, I was going to come on the air today and say, you know what? That was a lot of progress. I'm seeing a lot of progress with the Saints. And, you know, it was those tough games where the Saints were showing no progress or actually regressing. The Saints are showing progress. And I got to tell you, this feels so much better than when a patchwork team wins. And I talked about this during those patchwork years. I was talking about this on the show. These wins don't feel good because we're not building anything. We're bringing in Derek Carr. We're bringing in this player. We're bringing in that player. We're trying to just create a team that gets to the playoffs or that gives the fans the idea that we may get to the playoffs. And yet we weren't making any progress. So we were going nowhere. It was time to rebuild. And finally, the Saints realized that, and they're rebuilding this year, and we're seeing progress. You know, I wasn't sure about Tyler Shuck. Tyler Shuck looks like he could be that quarterback. And Kellen Moore looks like he could be that coach, because I thought play calling yesterday was a hell of a lot better than it has been in other games. So I noticed a lot. Chris Olave was incredible, especially in that last drive, scoring that last touchdown. You know, there was a moment when it was fourth and one, and quarterback sneak, first down, first and goal, next play, Neal runs it in for a touchdown, offensive line was great, 7-7. Saints went 17 plays, 95 yards, and they held the ball. They kept Bryce Young off the field, and Valet, this receiver, is showing signs of being really, really great. Now, I have to admit, there were more flags yesterday than you'll see in a gay pride parade. Don't like that, but a lot of them were against the Panthers, and that did help the Saints. But I just thought there were some positive things. The offensive line did a good job. Chase Young was in there. I mean, he was making a difference, and there was just an inspired change with the Saints, and they did it in the dome. You know, I've been talking about how if they can do it on the road, why can't they do it in the dome? I wasn't happy with the first series, because that was really lame and really boring and really predictable. And you got to take every advantage that you have to win a game. And that opening drive just seemed like the same old thing, and it was. And it was three and out, and the Saints are punting. And so, you know, what happens then? The Panthers manage the ball. They do a lot of running, and they come down and they score the first touchdown. Well, the Saints need to work a little harder at getting that enthusiasm up early in the game from the opening drive. But other than that, the fact that they came back and won this with that winning field goal, I thought was incredible. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. I'm just doing my exercise right now. It's nice out here.
Ah, good for you. Yeah, it is nice. A little chilly for some people, but it's nice. So how did you feel about the Saints win yesterday?
Well, like we talked about, like the beginning of the game was boring. It sure ended up on the good side. Referees were trying to kill this game with all them flags. This shit, you can't call a flag every play. They were calling on both sides, but it didn't matter yesterday.
Yeah, there were a lot of flags on the field constantly. I do see that some officiating teams are more aggressive with throwing flags than others, and I guess that was one of those times. But it just seems like strategically the Panthers were hurt more with penalties than the Saints.
Right, because they had them personal fouls against Chuck. Well, that was all illegal right there. That was a good call by the ref. You can't let that happen.
This receiver, Valet, he is really impressive so far.
Right. He got hurt. I hope he could come back next week.
Yeah.
You hear anything about his injury? That's cool.
No, I don't. You know, I don't know. And you know, I did not. I did not have a chance. I had something to do after the game, so I did not listen to the point after. And I usually make an appointment to listen to the point after with Bobby and Steve after the game, but I didn't have a chance to listen to that, so I have no idea what was said during the point after. But I don't know about that injury, but I hope he does come back. All right, Hollywood, I appreciate the call. Thanks for being with us. And then the Saints had that 46-yard return, then penalty on the Panthers. So look, there were some good things that that happened. The Panthers were offsides a few times, and that had to be frustrating to them. And I think what impressed me really mostly about the Saints was they had everything to play for. The Panthers had everything to play for. If they would have beaten the Saints yesterday, and I'm sure a lot of people in Carolina thought this was an easy win for them, if they would have beaten the Saints yesterday, they would have won control of the NFC South. So they had everything to play for, and the Saints were better. You know, sometimes I like to listen to what the network announcers are saying, and I didn't have a chance to get to the game, so I was not in the dome. But RG3 was doing color commentary, and I think he's really good. And I talked about this last season. I heard him do made a couple of appearances on some of the pregame shows. And then I have heard him do a color commentary, and RG3 is really good. But I just think, you know, with Olave and with Villay, and just, I mean, Juwan Johnson is catching the ball, and I mean, he's catching it with determination, and that's really awesome. So I think there's a lot to be excited about. I think the momentum gains in this game going against the Jets. All right, we're going to share some comments after the game with you coming up. And also, I'm running behind, so we've got to get to a break here. But we're going to come back with a lot more. And yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs were eliminated from the playoffs, and I love it. And Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL. The dynasty is over. Well, for now. I mean, they could always come back and, you know, win again. But this dynasty of the Kansas City Chiefs is over, and I could not be happier. I want to see other teams win. Nobody should feel sorry for the Kansas City Chiefs and their people who do. Oh, poor Patrick Mahomes, poor Travis Kelce. The hell with them, man. Those guys, you know, look, I'm not being insensitive, but, you know, they've had their turn. I mean, there's no reason to feel sorry for these guys. They had a dynasty going for a while. And they were killing it year after year. I think they've been to the playoffs every year since Patrick Mahomes became the quarterback. So the fact that they don't make it this year, I'm sorry, I'm not wasting any tears on that. And I like seeing other teams have a shot at it. And there's some exciting teams that do have a shot at it with some young quarterbacks. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You will. All right, this week Tulane is preparing for their college football playoff game against Ole Miss this weekend in Oxford. Tulane is a 17-point underdog. If you are a gambling person, my suggestion is you take Tulane plus the points. This Tulane team kind of reminds me of the Tulane team that beat Southern Cal with Caleb Williams as the quarterback in the Cotton Bowl a few years ago. That was awesome and a big, big victory for Tulane. Yeah, Caleb Williams was a quarterback of Southern Cal when Tulane went to Dallas and beat Southern Cal in the Cotton Bowl. So, you know, yesterday's game was thrilling and a very positive thing for Saints, and we'll continue to talk about this afternoon because it feels good, and I feel like the Saints are heading in the right direction. And, you know, when you look at where the Panthers are, you know, they've gone through some rebuilding themselves. When you look at where the Panthers are, the Saints can be there. You know, the Falcons, I think, have been the big disappointment in the NFC South, and I'm happy about that because I don't want anything good to happen for the Falcons. But the Falcons were predicted by many to win the NFC South, and they're in third place. And, you know, we could be in the running had we won a few of the games that we came close to winning. But anyway, that's over. I love that the Saints still have the spirit to play and to play hard. And they have nowhere to go in the playoffs, but they kicked butt yesterday. And that's the sign of a team that cares. And these are the signs that I've been looking for. These are the signs that a lot of fans have been looking for, and I'm excited about this. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, I still have my B97 FM supercard, both silver and the blue. I'm 51, and I remember Scoot in the morning, Scoot in the morning, B97 FM.
Yeah, that was a fun time. I'm constantly reminded of that jingle, which seemed to, you know, just get into the heads of a lot of people back then. So, thank you for those memories. You know, you can try and charge whatever you want on those cards, and if somebody accepts it, well, you know, there's nothing to pay, so that would be cool.
A couple texts here about Rob Reiner and the mass shooting in Australia. Let's get to those after the jump. Here's a text. We also talked this hour about, where are the Air Force, Marine, and Coast Guard college football teams?
Well, the Air Force has a college football team. Mm-hmm. The Coast Guard and the Marines, as far as I know, do not.
Well, here's some answers from the SOTA listening audience. Here's a text that says the Navy team has Marines also. So I guess the Marines are okay. Playing with the Navy team. Here's a text that says the Air Force plays Army and Navy every year. They call it the Commander's Cup.
Okay.
Another text says, Army and Navy play Air Force each year. They are in a different conference. All SA games are broadcast on CBS, most often CBS Sports Network. The Coast Guard is in a Division II school, and they play for the Secretary of Transportation Trophy. Cool. Against the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, primarily known as the Superintendent's Trophy.
Wow. Really great information from our audience. I had no idea.
I would love to put the Secretary of Transportation Trophy up in my trophy case.
Yeah, that would be something to be proud of.
Real conversation piece.
Yeah, right. And Sean Duffy would be awarded,
sure,
right?
Sure, Jan. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we got to get to a break here, but we're going to come back with a lot more. Yeah, next hour, we have to talk about the murder of Rob Reiner and also the murder of his wife and the reaction to it. It's tragic. What happened is tragic, but what is also tragic is just the reaction to it. So we're going to talk about all of that. But we're going to continue to talk about the Saints' victory. All right, I'm Scoots. Got to get your break here. We're going to have another cold, cold night, and it will be cold again tomorrow morning. But I love it. It's December. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1944, Glenn Miller, world-known band leader, very popular here in the U.S., he joined the Army in 1942, and this is the day that he was on a plane, a small plane, taking him from England to Paris. He was entertaining the troops with the Army Air Force Band. And on this day in 1944, the plane disappeared over the English Channel. The plane was never found. Glenn Miller was 40 years old and presumed dead. All right, reaction to the Saints, reaction to the murder of Rob Reiner, and the reaction to his murder. All of that coming up next. I'm Scoot. You're listening to WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.